Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. The ARTM, the Regional Transit Agency in Montreal, is looking to video game developers to help design new transit hubs. The ARTM has been looking to improve multi-use transit hubs in Montreal, where one could get a metro car, a bus, grab a taxi, pick up a Bixi bicycle in a safe and efficient way. They are looking at the Bonaventure station for potential redesign. But ARTM has gone a very modern route in their plans to design the station. They've partnered up with video game designers at the Next Generation Cities Institute in Concordia to map and test out a virtual station first.
That Place Bonaventure, this fictitious new hub, plus a couple of blocks all around, that's all built and created. You can see it any time of day or night. You can see it in the rain or in the sun, and you can just freely walk around it.
That was Christopher Gibbs, a senior research advisor at Next Generation Cities. He's an expert in what he calls urban simulation and gamification. He's helping the ARTM gamify their hypothetical transit hub.
What we've done is we've created a 3D version of a new transit hub just next to the Place Bonaventure, where there used to be an old bus terminal, and we're kind of reimagining that, and we're letting the player take like little journeys through using that transport hub. So, you know, you could say, hey, you've arrived by bike, you need to go and lock up your bike, and then you're going to catch a bus to Golongoy. And the player in first person, like in a video game, literally arrives like one block away. You know, maybe we set it at night or it's raining. And, you know, you've got to take your bike, you've got to find where the bike racks are, lock your bike up. Then you've got to find out where to maybe get a ticket for your bus. Then you need to get, maybe you want a cup of coffee. Then you're going to go wait in line for the bus. Then the bus comes. So it's like a little mini mission, right?
Gibbs and his team have just finished up this Montreal Metro video game and are getting ready to have people from the public play it. The idea is that players can give real-time feedback about the design of the hub to accommodate their needs and make them feel safe.
We'd put things into the game that are realistic. You know, there's obviously a lot less cars around, a lot less people, there's lots of shadows. The audio's there, you know, and maybe there's a few people like loitering around the entrance to the metro, just like normal, not exaggerated, just normal. And you're going to be in a certain state, but then you can bring into the scene extra levels of lighting, add some street lights, add a light on the bus shelter itself. You could maybe say, hey, I want presence of authority. So then a little STM security car rolls in and someone gets out and is standing there, and you could add a security camera. And all these things, you'll be asked, how much does that increase or not your feeling of safety?
This Catch Your Train on Time video game has been in development for around a year, and the first round of testing begins soon. The contract with ARTM is 2 years.
Over the next 2 months, we are prototyping and user testing our first little test journey.
It could be a while before Bonaventure gets this huge redesign, but in the digital realm, construction is well underway. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.